Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen, and I really appreciate your interest in the Daily Fiber Premium podcast. This is a way of getting my Daily Fiber technology news show without the music that we play and before it airs on Mushroom FM. Who said you can't take it with you when you go, eh? You can listen to it in your favorite podcast app, you can speed up the audio, you can skip around the podcast. The Daily Fiber Premium podcast is hosted on a service called Patreon. If you've not heard of it before, it's a platform that allows creators to charge for their work and for you to support that work. Once you've signed up with Patreon, you may find other people using it who you'd like to support. It's a one-off sign-up process, and once you've signed up, it's really easy to maintain it. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to sign up with Patreon using iOS, and I'm using my iPhone 10 for this demonstration. The first thing you need to do is download the Patreon app. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And if you search for Patreon in the App Store in the usual way, you'll find the Patreon app. It's a free download, so double tap it, install it, and we're ready to go. Open Patreon.
Patreon, continue with Facebook button.
For the purposes of this tutorial, I'm going to act like I'm a new user and I haven't used Patreon before. If you have a Facebook account, you can speed the process way up by continuing with Facebook. Now, there's a lot of nervousness about Facebook at the moment, so let me be clear what this does and doesn't do. When you choose this button, Facebook merely authenticates you with Patreon. There is no financial information going back and forth between Facebook and Patreon. It's merely a way of authenticating you with the Facebook service. So if you have a Facebook account, this is the easiest way to get set up with Patreon. Double tap this button and follow the prompts. You've probably signed in with Facebook in other places. If not, it's a pretty simple process. It'll take you through various steps of authentication. When you're done, you'll have a Patreon account and you'll be able to sign in that way on your computer as well as your phone. I don't have a Facebook account and I want to go through the process of signing up by email, so I'll flick right.
Login with email button.
If I've already signed up via email, maybe on my PC, I can log in by double tapping this button. But we're starting from scratch, so I need to flick right one more time.
Button.
Sadly, there are one or two unlabeled buttons in this app, and this is one, but I'm going to flick right again.
New to Patreon. Sign up.
That's nice and clear, so I'll double tap that option.
Text field is editing, name, character mode, insertion point at start.
I'm now at the point where I can type my name, and I'm going to type it using my Apple Bluetooth keyboard.
Jonathan Mosen on.
I've typed Jonathan Mosen on iCloud because I'm setting up a few accounts to demonstrate Patreon. I'm going to use my iCloud address for this one. I'll press the tab key. If you're not using a Bluetooth keyboard, you can flick to the right.
Text field is editing, email, character mode, insertion point at start.
I'll type my email address. And I paused the recording while I did that. I'll press the tab key one more time. Again, if you're not using a Bluetooth keyboard, you can flick right.
Secure text field is editing, password, character mode, insertion point at start.
I'm being invited to enter my password, so I'm typing it in now. And I'll press the tab key.
Secure text field is editing, confirm password, character mode, insertion point at start.
I'll type it again. If I press the tab key at this point, I'm going to wrap around, so I'm going to flick to the right.
Submit field button.
And here's a submit button. I'll double tap it.
Submit field. Patch alert. Patreon would like to send you notifications. Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. These can be configured in settings. Don't allow button. Allow button.
I'll double tap allow.
Patreon menu icon button.
And that's it, you're all signed up. Now you need to search for the Daily Fiber Premium podcast via the app. To do that, let's double tap this menu button, which is labeled menu icon in the app. If you like to explore by touch, you'll find this at the very top left of your screen.
Menu icon.
That's exposed to the menu, and I'm going to flick to the right.
Creators heading. You're not a patron of any creators yet. Discover creators button.
If you double tap this button, you can link Patreon with a number of social networks, including Twitter and Facebook. That way, if you're following anybody who also uses Patreon on those social networks, you'll find them. I'm going to continue to flick to the right.
Settings icon button.
Here's a settings icon. If you double tap that, you can configure the app.
Search creators.
This is the one we want, search creators. It doesn't say that it's a button, but it is double tappable.
Search field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
I'm going to type my name, Jonathan Mosen.
On, Jonathan.
Now I'm going to flick to the right.
Clear text button. Jonathan Mosen is creating the Daily Fiber podcast.
And there I am. I'll double tap.
Selected. Jump back button.
Let's flick right and explore the screen.
Jonathan Mosen. Heading. Ellipses dark button. Overview. Posts. Community. Jonathan Mosen is creating the Daily Fiber podcast. 19. Patrons. Button. Button. Become a patron.
Again, there are a couple of unlabeled buttons, but right at the bottom, there's some text called Become a Patron, which is the key thing. I'll double tap.
Become a done button.
We're focused on a done button, but I'll flick to the right.
Patron checkout vertical line Patreon heading. Skip navigation. Patreon home, banner, land, mobile navigation, choose a reward and unlock posts, heading level 1, main, land, rewards are, heading level 2, Jonathan Mosen's, heading level 2, thank you for being a passionate fan, heading level 2, the Daily Fiber, first and on demand, radio button, checked.
The Daily Fiber, first and on demand, which is the reward I'm offering, is actually already checked, so I'll flick to the right.
Pledge per month. $5.00 text field. Double tap to edit.
You can pledge more if you want to, but $5 is usually what people pay.
Get the Daily Fiber before it airs on Mushroom FM. You can subscribe to your own private podcast feed and get just the news, no music. Continue button.
I'll double tap.
Continue. You will be charged $5 on June 1st and then the first of each month going forward. You can cancel or edit your pledge at any time. By making this pledge, you agree to Patreon's terms of use. Full stop. Pay with credit card button.
There's a pay with credit card button. If we flick to the right.
Pay with. Image.
This is the second of two options. The first one is clearly labeled credit card. The second one, sadly, is not. Hopefully we can contact Patreon and ask them to fix this. But by a process of elimination, we know that if the first clearly labeled button is credit card, the second must be PayPal, because they are the only two options available for payment. I'll double tap PayPal.
Image.
And now flick right.
Secure checkout.
And then choose secure checkout by double tapping.
Secure checkout.
It takes a while to load, but now.
Enter your email address to get started. Pay with PayPal. Heading. Enter email address. Email address. Required.
You can type your email address here, choose the next button, you'll then be asked to enter your password, and you will be taken to the PayPal site. Regrettably, I have not had any success choosing the credit card button and paying that way using the iPhone. The nice news, though, is that since you've created this account on your iPhone and you're set up, you can log in on your computer and pay with your credit card if you prefer not to use PayPal. I'm going to go to the Patreon site on my computer.
Address in search bar edit.
And I'm going to go directly to patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen.
https://Jonathan Mosen is creating the Daily Fiber podcast Patreon.
What I'm going to do now is escape out of forms mode and search for login on the page.
Link login.
And there's the login link. I'll press enter to activate it.
Banner region. Login link. Login Patreon Google Chrome. Login Patreon. Main region. Email edit.
Focus is in the email field, so I'll type in the email address of the account that I just created and press tab.
Password. Password edit.
And I'll type the password that I just created.
Login button.
And log in.
Login Patreon. Jonathan Mosen is creating the Daily Fiber podcast Patreon Google Chrome.
Now I'm back on the Daily Fiber Patreon page, and we're in forms mode because focus is in a search edit field, so the first thing I'll do is press escape to exit forms mode.
Virtual PC.
And I'm going to locate the button on the page.
Become a patron button.
Become a patron. I'll activate the button.
Patron checkout Patreon Google Chrome. Patron checkout Patreon. Two regions, two headings and 27 links. List.
I'll press B again.
User menu button menu.
And B again.
Continue button.
And choose continue. Now that I've pressed continue,
pay with credit card button.
Here's a pay with credit card button. I'll activate that.
Patron checkout Patreon Google Chrome. Frame read only. Edit. Card number. Computer Braille. Secure credit card form dialog. Main region. Form region. Edit. Card number.
And Chrome assures me I'm in a secure credit card form. I'm going to type in my credit card number and pause the recording while I do that. I've typed it in and I'll press tab.
Edit. MM/YY.
I'm going to type the expiration date of my card. I've done that and I'll press tab.
Edit. CVC.
And it's asking for the 3-digit number on the back of my card, which I'll now type in. I've done that and I'll press tab.
Number link.
I'll press tab again.
Navigation region. Pledge US dollar 5.00 button.
And here's the magic button. Pledge 5 US dollars. I'm going to activate that button.
Strike checkout frame. Thank you for your pledge to Jonathan Mosen Patreon. 2 regions and 33 links.
We've got the thank you page confirming that you have paid the $5 a month. And you will also get to this page if you had paid via PayPal on your iPhone, which does appear to be accessible. So you may be seeing this also on your iPhone if you've paid by PayPal. The next thing we want to do is explore how to get the Daily Fiber on some device that you own as a podcast if you prefer to receive it that way. I'm going to continue using JAWS, but you could just as easily continue via your iPhone if you paid that way via PayPal. I'm going to press Control F to perform a JAWS find.
JAWS find.
And type the word podcast and press enter.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support of the Daily Fiber podcast.
That's a thank you note from me. I'll press F3 to repeat the search.
Thank you. I really want to listen to Jonathan Mosen's posts with your favorite podcast app. Separator. Blank. Read only edit HTTPS.
And this is what you can paste into a podcast app. This is necessary because you've been kind enough to pay for premium content. So this podcast feed is not available in the usual podcast directories such as iTunes. But every podcast app has the ability to add a manual feed. It's just a matter of finding out how. So what I'd like to do here is first show you how to get your personalized feed, and then second, how you might add it to a few of the most commonly used apps. If I down arrow,
copy link button,
there's a copy link button, and I'll press enter on that.
Main region.
I can verify before navigating away from this page that the URL is on the clipboard by pressing the JAWS key with space, and then C, which will let me look at the contents of the clipboard.
Clipboard text. https://www.patreon.com.
And there it is. There's the Patreon RSS link that is especially for me, and I can now paste this into any podcast app. If you're doing this on your PC, but you want to subscribe to the podcast feed on iOS, what you could do is copy it to a text file, save that text file in a cloud-based service that you're using, such as Dropbox or OneDrive, and get to it that way, or you could email yourself the link. But there may not be any need to do that because you will also receive an email from Patreon with this same link in it. And you can open that link on your iPhone, you can grab the link from there and paste it into any compatible podcast app that allows you to use your own RSS feed. So you will receive this as an email as well. Let's take a look at a couple of common scenarios. Chances are that if you use a Windows or Mac-based podcast app, you'll be familiar enough with it to navigate the menu bar to find the Add Manual Podcast Feed option. Pretty much every podcast client that I'm aware of has the ability to do this. iTunes is a very common app, so let's have a look at how easy this is.
Search box edit.
I'll go to iTunes.
iTunes, desktop app.
And press enter.
iTunes, no results.
I'll go to the iTunes file menu.
Menu. New submenu.
And down arrow.
Edit rules unavailable. Close window control. Add file to library. Add folder to library. Burn playlist to disk. Library submenu. Devices submenu. Home sharings. Open stream. Subscribe to podcast. S.
And there is the subscribe to podcast option. I'll press enter on it.
Leaving menus. Subscribe to podcast dialog. URL. Edit.
All I have to do is paste from my clipboard now because you remember there was a button on Patreon to copy the link to the clipboard. So I'll paste it in.
Pasted. Off equals F8Y.
And there it is.
OK button.
And there's an OK button. If I press OK, it will subscribe in iTunes, which also has the benefit of subscribing in Apple Podcasts. So if you have Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, simply by doing this in iTunes, you will also have subscribed there. And it will also be available on your Apple TV and your AirPod if you have those devices. Any PC-based or Mac-based management system will be similar. You will also, as I say, have received an email from Patreon itself with this link. And let's have a look at how we can subscribe in a couple of places that you might want to do it. So I've opened the email that has information about Patreon rewards for subscribing to the Daily Fiber podcast. And in this email is your own personal RSS feed that you paid for. I'm navigating to mine.
Today, Patreon podcast RSS image. Use this link to listen to Jonathan Mosen's audio posts with your favorite podcast app. HTTPS.
Here it is. Now I'm going to double tap and hold on this link.
Alert, HTTP.
There it is. Now, if you have a 3D touch device, be careful not to press too hard or you'll get a completely different effect. So gently double tap and hold if you have a 3D touch capable device. And a menu has popped up. I'm going to flick to the right.
Open button, add to reading list button, copy button, share button, cancel button.
We certainly don't want you sharing this. I appreciate that. Let's flick left.
Share copy button.
And double tap copy.
Patreon trademark.
And now we have copied that URL to the clipboard. Having done that, we can do all sorts of groovy things like open podcasts.
Podcasts library heading.
I'm in the native Apple podcast app. This is the one that a lot of people use, and it's available for free from Apple for download. At the bottom of the screen,
search tab for browse selected library tab.
We have the tab strip and we want to be in the library tab to make use of this URL. We are there now, so I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Library heading edit button.
And there's an edit button. I'll double tap that.
Edit.
And flick to the right.
Selected shows select reorder app download reordered new station add a podcast by URL ellipsis.
Here's add a podcast by URL. I'll double tap.
Alert, text field is editing podcast URL character mode insertion point at start.
We've got the podcast URL that we need on the clipboard. So I'm going to use the rotor now to find edit.
Edit.
There it is. I did one rotor gesture to the left and edit was there. And I'll flick down.
Paste.
And there's paste. I'll double tap.
HTTP.
There it is. I'll flick to the right.
Cancel subscribe button
and double tap the subscribe button.
Downloaded episodes selected add a selected add a podcast by URL ellipsis.
It's now been added. Let's go to the top of the screen.
Library done button
and double tap the done button.
Done.
I'll flick to the right now in Apple Podcasts and I'm still in my library tab.
Edit but shows episodes. Recently updated, head, the Archers, to the Daily Fiber Premium Feed, today, button.
And here's the Daily Fiber Premium Feed, now in Apple Podcasts. I'll double tap.
The Daily Library, back button.
And flick to the right.
The Daily Fiber Premium Feed, subscribed. Artwork, image, the Daily Fiber Premium Feed, dimmed, button. Play, for the 4th of May 2018, button.
And if I double tap.
Double tap to play, for the 4th of May 2018, play.
Welcome to the Daily Fiber, Mushroom FM's technology magazine show. And you have the Daily Fiber in Apple Podcasts, which of course also means that it's available on your Apple TV and your AirPod. And you can talk to Siri as well. We can say, play the latest episode of the Daily Fiber Premium Feed.
Okay, the Daily Fiber Premium Feed podcast coming up, starting with the newest episode.
And today is the 4th of May. So now that it's set up, it's only a Siri command away to hear the very latest version of the Daily Fiber. If you use Overcast, which is a very popular podcast app in the iOS using blind community, according to the stats I get for the blind side, there is something that you need to be aware of. If you copy the URL to the clipboard directly from the rewards page, you'll be fine. You'll be able to go through the steps that we'll outline in a second for Overcast. If you use the method I just outlined to copy the link from an email message, that does not work in Overcast. The reason for that appears to be that when Patreon sends a link and you copy that link to the clipboard, there's some additional metadata that tracks that link, and Overcast seems to choke on it. It does look like you're subscribed and you do see the feed come up, but you don't get new episodes, which is obviously not what you want. So if it's not possible for you to get the URL directly from the rewards page, and you would normally have to email it to yourself, there are two ways to deal with this. One is that with the email from Patreon open, instead of copying the link to the clipboard from the email message, you can select the text manually using the selection methods now available in iOS and then copy to the clipboard. If you prefer not to do that, you can also email yourself from your computer a copy of the pure URL, not the URL that comes in the email from Patreon. And I've done that, and I'm going to work with that. So I'll open the email.
Select it. HTTPS.
And there's the link, which looks like it's the same link when you read it like this, but underneath there's some additional stuff with the Patreon link that they email you that is upsetting Overcast. So I'm going to copy my link that I just pasted from the clipboard and emailed myself by using the same method we did just before. Double tap and hold on it.
Alert, HTTPS.
And now flick to the right.
Open, add to, copy, button.
And double tap copy. Now we should be in good shape, so let's open Overcast.
Overcast, settings, button.
Overcast is open, I'll flick to the right.
Downloads, add playlist, add podcast, button.
And double tap add podcast.
Add pod, all podcasts, back button.
I'll flick to the right.
Add podcast, heading, add URL, button.
And here's the magic button for add URL. I'll double tap it.
Add URL text field, is editing, HTTPS. //www.patreon.
And very handily, the URL has already been pasted in for me, so there's no need to do anything else except go to the bottom right of the screen and double tap the done button.
Done. Face the settings button.
Now, if I flick to the right.
Downloads, add play, add pod, playlist, all episode, Kiwi News, podcast, the Daily Fiber premium feed. Actions available.
I'll double tap.
Select all podcasts, back.
Flick to the right.
The Daily Fiber premium feed, heading. Close lock, the Daily Fiber premium feed. Jonathan Mosen's private RSS feed for Jonathan Mosen on iCloud.
And this tells me that it's Jonathan Mosen's private RSS feed for Jonathan Mosen on iCloud. So Overcast actually tells me that this is a closed lock private feed, which is a really nice feature. I'll flick to the right.
Selected, unplayed, all, but settings, button. The Daily Fiber Premium for the 4th of May 2018, the 5th of May 19th minutes.
And I'll double tap.
Actions available.
And off we go with the Daily Fiber on Overcast. So the trick here is just not to use the method that gets all the additional superfluous email data from the Patreon link. Overcast does not seem to like that. Now, one obvious question that stems from all this is, what happens if I lose my RSS feed for some reason? Maybe I have an email client crash, or I just didn't save it and now I want it. Can I get it back? Absolutely, you can. What you do is you go in your web browser to patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen and you choose the overview tab. And on the overview tab, you will find this RSS link and a button to copy it to the clipboard, just like we've been seeing here. So that's patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen, and then the overview tab, and then you can find the RSS feed. You may not have subscribed to a premium podcast feed before, so all this may seem like a bit of work. And at first glance, it does seem convenient to have the Daily Fiber coming to you in the same podcast app that you get everything else. And of course, once it's set up, it stays set up, as long as you keep paying the $5 a month, and I obviously hope you will. But Patreon is a little bit like a social networking app, where once you start following people, you can track them within the app. And this may be all you need to keep up with the Daily Fiber. Let's show you how easy this is. And so that we are working from a common point, I've closed the Patreon app in my iPhone's app switcher, and I'm going to launch it again, having now pledged the $5 a month to the Daily Fiber. Open Patreon.
Patreon, menu icon, button.
This is the screen that appears when you first launch the app. And I'm going to flick to the right now that we've pledged the $5 a month for the Daily Fiber.
Jonathan Mosen, heading. Ellipses dark, button. Overview. Posts. Community. Jonathan Mosen, patrons only, published at 5:04 a.m.
This is a post that was published at 5:04 a.m. by me. If I flick to the right,
play audio button,
I can play the audio because this is an episode of the Daily Fiber.
Download audio file button.
I can even download the audio file and play it later if I want to. If I choose the download button, then I can double tap menu, choose downloads, and the Daily Fiber will be right there. So even if you want to hear the Daily Fiber on a commute and you're in a bit of a difficult coverage area, you will be able to do that. But I'll flick left,
play audio button,
and double tap the play audio button.
Pause audio.
Welcome to the Daily Fiber. Now, it may take a while because I think the audio downloads before it starts to actually stream, but you can do this all from the Patreon iOS app, and you may find that that is all you need. Of course, you can always go to the website when you're logged into Patreon on any device, and you can download or stream the audio for Daily Fiber episodes from there as well. So it is a snap to get to what you need. And there you have it. Now you're set up to be on the cutting edge of the latest in technology news, and I really do appreciate your support of my work. I hope that you find the Daily Fiber useful.